Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thank you.
Hyman Radio. Hey, what's up, world? Thanks for joining us tonight. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. Tonight we're up close with Big Dog celebrating King Day, one-shot deal. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude Tia Mohammed, coming to you live tonight from Tampa, Florida, with that crew. All the way live from Charlotte. She's been working on his music before about 1 o'clock. All that noise got to be coming from her. Give it up for CeeLo.
It's not me.
What the world?
That's not me either.
World.
Okay, I think yeah, I was saying
all the way live from Plant City, where it's where the noise is not coming from Plant City. Give it up for Hot Chocolate.
What it do, everybody? Happy MLK Day. The dream lives on. Seth.
No doubt. The dream is absolutely alive. All the way live from the DMV, banging and clanking and banging.
That's me. That was making me make a noise.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That was. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I'm just blame it on the spicy barbecue chips from Sun Chips. Enjoy this crackly. I'm sorry. I was getting my last handful in when y'all.
Hey, yo, it's funny Monday,
the last part of the band.
January 20th. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're up close and personal tonight with super producer Bink Dog. Yo, this is a homeboy. He's Bink Dog to the world. But, yo, he lived across the street. We went to Maury High School. We called him Harold at Maury. Bink Dog hanging out with us. Hey, he is a Grammy Award-winning producer. Noted really for his work with Rockefeller and Jay-Z, but he's produced a slew of hits for a host of artists. We got him here tonight, hanging out with.
Definitely, his catalog. I'd like being able to Google and get the Wikipedia of people that I know that I am personally familiar with, and it just gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling just to see all of the accolades and credits that this young man has very warm. Not warm like that, crazy. No, Bink is almost like family to me. I will tell you all behind the scenes what my connection personally is to Bink. But, yes, he's like my cousin. I might as well say he's my cousin.
What I do
Ladies
know
and gentlemen,
is that
he wants to talk live with Bink Dog. He's not in the building just yet, but he'll be stopping past. And, again, we go way back. With this dude all the way, I think Big graduated maybe a year before I did. I think he came out 92, 93. I came out 94, Maury High School. Hampton Roads. I mean, man, Maury High School produced some pretty smart, successful cats. Joe Smith out of Maury High School and several others that kind of made it happen when they got out of school. Hey, 917-889-3926, we want to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, it is King Day. Martin Luther King paved the way for us to be where we are, doing what we're doing today. And so we'll continue to pay tribute to him throughout the show. Happy MLK Day. We'll be back.
I have the honor to present to you the moral leader of our nation. I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty, in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later.
Basically, LB fan to the motherfucking death, yeah. Parkside. Parkside, Queens niggas represent. Long Al, yeah. How we do, they know our style. Represent niggas in and out the P now. Yo, I could do this mother shit for a while, huh? I don't give a fuck, my rap style be true, yo. Hey, yo, yo, how we do this, yo. Hey, yo, we're back in my south side, Jamaica part of town, where us real niggas love to get down. Where you only hear GMB finessing tracks up on the tape. I'm stuck in Queens and I'm not trying to escape, yo. I'm having sex with Trian, I'm kicking raps and MCing. I'll be for life, get my way of being. Time to set up shots while in this game and got props. And fuck cops, we puffin' live with windows up and drop tops. Nothing stops my team from getting it, we learn from the past. Puffin' on the town so weed, I got this drink in my glass. Conversating with myself, what does my future hold? Niggas is dying, will I make it there? 30 years old, I can't run, I guess I got to hold it down till I'm done. What the fuck the deal, I've been doing this here from day one. Official Queens, nigga, be a lost boy till my death. Until I breathe a motherfuckin' last breath. Hey yo, from boys to men, I'm strictly fan, I'm on the friend. I hold it down till it's on again, until we meet again. Yo, I'm back up on the street again. I'm trying to take food out my mouth, I'm back and eat again. The boys are mad.
Just died, Savona did last year. Three times, it's likely to feel fear. A plus, I transform into a super MC with super vocals, quicker than Superman can find a phone booth to hold truth. Nothing but the whole truth, I roast you. Thermonuclear vocals be hotter than Chernobyl. The double O, whatever soldiers survive nuclear explosions. Absorbing radiation like a Vulcan. I'm the only guy that knows why the golden eye was stolen by five Soviet spies. They told me a lie. They don't want to hear the gospel. Chop my hands off at the armpits, but I regenerate limbs like starfish. Coming at you with the hard shit. Swallow my beef and page myself so I can communicate with a dolphin. Lyrically awesome. Rush the planet like a million Martians. Committing arson. Walking. In India with snake charmers that play songs and bass
their way plus fucking nonsense. I got the reinforcements to crush any enemy's offense. With 100,000 horsemen, the hardest motherfucker on the market right here. I complete in a minute what would take you a light year. Extraterrestrial biological entities with infinite energy battling for world supremacy. Who wanna get touched? Can I bust or crush you? For hard jigsaw puzzles and strong jaw muscles. Ambushing MCs, jumping out the trees like Vietnamese. In fatigues covered with leaves. Interrogating you whack MCs like MIBs with dark glasses. Asking you to tell me exactly where that alien craft landed by flashing bright lights in your eyes with them silver cameras. So when you arrive, you can't recall or understand it. That's how they can't.
See him having radio live. And that's the throwback right there. Boyz II Men featuring Cannabis and Mr. Cheeks, produced by Big Dog himself. That joint is from back then. I think
1999,
is that C-Level? 99?
I keep
muting.
Yes,
yes,
it is, sir.
Yes,
99.
If it's not
99,
it's from somewhere back in that era.
99.
Yeah,
that was A-Plus and Mr. Cheeks and Cannabis.
Yeah, but you must have missed the question because I already said that.
Being on mute, which I like what we doing, is picking on me tonight. It's Monday, damn it. I've been up too long.
It is Money Monday. Man, I know that the transition may not have been a smooth one from the intro, Dr. Martin. into that particular song, right? It's like, whoa, we kicked the door open with Cannabis. But going back to that little insert, powerful. Speaking about the nature of the African American at that particular time back in '63, that was powerful.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what the thing is that it resonates with us now because of the fact that, you know, when we were little, this still was like for our parents, it was still kind of new. You know what I mean? It's like, by the time we heard it, our parents were just at the age of really understanding what their parents had been fighting for, if that makes sense to you.
Striving to fight for.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that now we're in a state of we have more than one person that's willing to stand up and, you know, say what's, you know, what's morally wrong or what changes could be made, you know, to make our smoother, smoother communication between the races, between the genders. A lot has changed since that speech, you know. I'm not sure if you were really proud of where we are today, but I would like to say that it's a lot farther than we were.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't deny that we're further than we were, from 1963. However, I don't think we are as far along as we think
we should be.
I think a lot of it is hidden still. You know, the law requires people to do the right thing, but it's not because they want to.
Right. It's sad, but true. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, but I think we've come quite a long way. I think the fact that we have an African-American president says a lot about the dream, and how far the dream came in a short period of time, considering. Because I don't think, 30 years ago, has it been 30 years?
From 63?
Yeah.
I don't think Dr. King saw it even 30 years from where he was.
Right. It's probably like something that he probably felt like may not be in his lifetime that he would see it, but at least his children would be able to see it, you know?
Right. Right. Even watching The Butler over the weekend, I watched that movie again, and if you remember the movie, if you've seen it, the butler's son had an interaction with Martin Luther King right before he was assassinated. And I thought back, just how they included that particular era in the movie and thought back to the looting and all that took place. I know history has connected Martin Luther King and JFK, for civil rights. But even as I've saw, have you all seen Parkland?
No.
Parkland is the behind the scenes of the JFK assassination from the perspective of the people that were at the hospital. And the people that took pictures, specifically a man that actually took pictures of him literally getting shot, and how the FBI came in and took his camera, and just the up close and personal of how that whole thing went down in Texas. And at the end of the day, when you look at the time, you'll see that, clearly JFK was a martyr because he did some things on behalf of African Americans and civil rights. That totally went against the grain, the fabric of this country, but it moved us ahead. It was like a giant leap for mankind. And if JFK had not have done that, he probably would still be living today, and we probably would not be where we are right now.
Right.
Respect on that.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was called, but I have seen, because they were showing it on I want to say the either National Geographic or Discovery Channel, one or two. And, they showed, like, the they went back to the spot where he had been shot because they were trying, it was saying that it was, like, actually three shots. And, like, one of the light posts is actually where one of the bullets deflected off of. You know, it just broke down, you know, how, yeah, like he was saying how the FBI took, you know, not even just that man's photos, but they took pretty much everyone who had a camera out there that they got in contact with. They took their material. And then for the right. ones who actually said they saw who shot them, a lot of those people weren't even included in the investigation because of them being black. And,
right.
you know, and then so I think it's about, like, three of those people are still alive today. You know, so it's, I know they're glad to see it, you know. Of course, you know, they couldn't even imagine where we are right now. Black president.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Folks, if you do not take time to go back and look at just like old clips from the civil rights era, you know, Black History Month's coming up, even though, you know, Black History should be 365. You know, just take some time to reflect on how far we've come and pay homage to those folks who paved the way and ultimately, you know, laid their lives down, you know, so
right.
so that it would overall advance the society and just the living conditions for African Americans. You are in tune to the network. You got Madam CeeLo Boston, same names, Hot Chocolate T.M. Hyman. Hey, coming up, we got Big Dog, super producer, Humble Monster Productions. Hey, it's MLK Day.
Yes, black men as well as white men would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
From the past, how long can a good thing last?
917-889-3926, the number to dial if you want to tune in, rock out with us. It's the network, as my man says over here, T.M. Hyman Radio. We are here with that dude himself, Mr. T.M. Hyman. We got the very mature Lady Eloise Chocolate Factory over there getting it popping. Chocolate Factory getting it popping. And we got Madam Barbiturous over there taking it easy tonight. She's even keel. So you know she's been on like the right meds this go round. I'm your boy, Save James. Just taking off my platform shoes and cape while I was listening to that song. We talking here about MLK Day.
Yo, we pushes of hope over here. We pushes of hope, not dope. Pushes of hope.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Up with hope, down with dope. You heard him say. We want to touch back in on this MLK thing, reflections on that, on how far the African-American population has advanced over the past 40-some-odd years since the Civil Rights Movement was in full swing, for lack of a better term. And as far as, I don't know if it was my turn to weigh in or anything like that, but I'm going to take the opportunity to give my stance or, I guess, my position on where it's at right now. I mean, it's no secret that the race as a whole, the people as a whole have moved ahead, you know, big time. I mean, look who our president is. Well, nobody saw that coming in a million years, let alone in something, I would say, two generations removed from those who carried the mantle of the Civil Rights Movement. And to see this progression, it's astonishing. And it's I would say it's a downright miracle that it happened this early, to me, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the way I've done the history of things that was done and was continually done to our race before this whole turnaround came is, you know, it's just a sign of resilience, showing that, you know, no matter what you throw at us, we're gonna make lemonade out of those lemons regardless. You give us pig guts, we're gonna make chitlins, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's gonna come out good.
And throw some hot sauce on it, yo.
And throw some hot sauce. So it's like,
what?
You know, I admire the resilience of the people. What they're doing with the certain level of freedom that liberty that has been given to us as a whole can be questionable from time to time.
Yeah,
I will definitely throw that out there as a precursor to the success that we've seen as a whole. A lot of the stuff that goes on too with this, I guess, the newfound liberty is quite degrading and sets us back a lot. You know, and the stuff that I find out that I see on the internet, Facebook posts, Twitter, whatever may have you, YouTube, it's like, and you wonder why they still call us the things that they call us. You know. Or they still have these certain reservations about us as a whole before they realize that we're not all like that. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that's put out and that's pushed and that's constantly allowed to be leaked out because you're putting yourself in that position to get put out there, you know, it just sets us back as a whole because those things are going to get pumped. No positivity is going to get pumped.
But you know what?
Aren't there stereotypes
on both sides, you know, of the aisle, though, as it relates to race? Aren't there some things that we just think that all white people do? Like, yeah, I'm going to go there, right, because I happen to have had the experience of at least high school, you know, going to an integrated school. It was just as many, you know, Caucasians as it was African-Americans. And so this is what I can say. All white people do not smell like dogs.
That's
right.
Yo.
I thought I was shit.
So that's a stereotype, right? That's a stereotype. But before we go any further, though, let me just go ahead and have the honor of bringing our special guest into this conversation tonight. Up close and personal, ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Bink Dog. Some of us know him as Harold from around the way. This is my dude, too, a producer. Big Dog in the building, humble monster. Welcome to the show,
bro. What's up with you?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up?
What's up, Bink?
Hold on. Ain't nothing. I'm in here chopping up right now, actually.
Nah,
hey,
he's getting ready.
Keep it 100. It keeps it 100. Hey, thanks for accepting High Chocolate's invite, bro. You know, this long overdue. You supposed to have been doing this show like a year and a half ago, brother. But you're here now.
Man. Well, see, you got my sister up here with you.
Hey, I told you.
Hey, that's what we needed to do. That's what we needed to do.
Got to use them connections. Got to get in where you fit in, right, Sabe?
You already know.
I couldn't tell Gina, though. She asked me. I had to say, yeah.
And we
appreciate
that.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, bro.
No problem, bro. You know, thanks for having me on.
All right, well, let's just jump into this. For our TM Hyman Radio listeners that are not familiar with Bink Dog, and I cannot say that there would be very many who aren't, but for those who are not, please tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and then we'll take it from there.
So, first of all, before I even do that, we talking about Pope Avenue, Tim?
No, you fronting on me right now, brother. You straight fronting on me right now, brother.
The crazy thing is, Gina, Tim Hyme, it ain't never ring a bell.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
I didn't put the two together.
Brother.
But the crazy thing is, he acted like he talked to me like in the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Out of sight, out of mind, my nigga. That's all. No disrespect, bro. You know, I ain't seen you. I would never disown somebody from my past, bro. What's up, Tim? Man, you know who I was on the phone with? Curly hair? You still got it?
Curly hair?
Curly
hair?
Oh, boy. Tim had the curly bro.
Was it a wet curl?
No, okay. Tim had no. He had the Greg Brady.
Okay.
He had the Rick Fox.
Bink is calling me. Bink is calling me Tim. Let's correct it. Bink is calling me Tim. They call me TM, but Bink is you know what? It's Terrence.
Right, exactly. Like I say, Pope Avenue. I just said
Avenue. Pope Avenue.
Yeah, Pope Avenue. There you go.
He said you had the Greg Brady, though.
I love it. And the fact he doesn't have any.
So...
I remember from high school, too. So, he had hair.
If you can find that picture, son, please send it to me.
Well,
oh, my God.
I can't
see
it. I don't believe you. I need proof.
Terrence had a beard in the ninth grade.
Right.
Like
a grown man. That's how he pulled off cougar stuff.
Hey, Bing. Yeah. I tried to tell him how I was able to pull the old ladies when I was a kid, bro.
He had the Teddy P face.
Wait.
Okay.
I was like, well, you know, Gina, you know, I was mad short, no mustache, looking like Baby Finster.
He comes and stands next to you, and he looked like your great uncle.
I'll tell you this, man. I mean, you know, I was on the radio the whole time we was in school. I went away. I came back, had no clue. I mean, it was like an error that was a disconnect for me because I had no clue that you did that Blueprint project. Not until probably, I'm going to say, about 4 years ago. No clue.
Wow. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So then you must not have known about the Blackstreet project either, the Don't Leave Me joint.
Now,
well,
see,
as I went through the discology, I mean, a lot of that came back to me, but no clue that this dude had so many hits on his hand. No clue.
And look, so
did you know that he was the cameo on 1-800-1900 Hustler? That he was the caller. Song, yes.
The last one, the two chickens.
Yes.
You was all over the last one. Yeah, so like, yeah. give me half the wing back.
Yeah. I'm murder, death, kill, homicide.
Yeah, murder,
yeah.
Death, yeah. Yeah, that was funny. I like that one. I listened to that part.
That's
I listened to the old one just like, yeah, that part. I like that part.
That's still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we've caught up on Pope Avenue, Bink, tell us a little bit about.
Pope Avenue. I know I'm talking to Terrence.
Curly, yes.
Old Curly. Well, I'm born and raised from Norfolk, man, Norfolk, Virginia. I left Virginia in '95 to move to Jersey, and I had the privilege of living with Mr. Cheeks for like 3 years until I got on my own. So you know, that's how my journey started. Right there.
Right.
And was your first production credit the Blackstreet Don't Leave?
Yep, first one the credit was definitely Blackstreet. But I had done some stuff with a cat named Crumb Snatcher. Like if you're familiar with anything on the underground back then in the '90s, like, you know, he had like a little buzz, but I did some stuff for him back then before Blackstreet, but anything I was noted for, it was definitely the Blackstreet joint.
Yeah, I just had them. I uploaded the A plus. You remember? I know you remember.
Wow.
Yeah,
A plus. I
ain't
heard that
name
since like 2000
or
something.
I dug in my crate when she let me know that you were coming on, and she gave me a list of stuff, and I was like, but I know he did some other stuff, so now I got like everything out.
Yeah, I did like half of his album.
Right.
Yeah.
And those songs were the dopest ones up there though. because he didn't get any further though. I wish he would have. He was a pretty talented.
Wouldn't he be for Fabulous or somebody like that out there?
Yeah.
Ain't Fluff was beef with Fabulous?
Wasn't he? It was somebody he had beef with on the record. I forgot who.
It couldn't have been A+. A+ was a young boy.
I'm saying
yeah,
it was like when Fabulous coming
that
out
was,
though.
Fabulous came out much later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be somebody on the record. I forgot who. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to like A+, though.
But, yeah, shout out to A+. Parkside Gardens, Long Island.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's roll into this throwback. This is Understand the Game, A+. Again, probably from that 99 era. Hey, we got Big Dog in the house hanging out with a humble monster. It's 9:40. We'll be right back.
It was
my nigga Big Dog, Eric the Bad Dude, Wolf Home, Parkside, 4 Pound, my man Godfather, hold your hand. What I tell you, cats never understand the game. Drop top down, hun, sun in the grill. Try to escape, book a flight, running the grill. Got in the game, it's point blank. I wanted a bill, like Aaliyah, they shoot the sound. One in the middle, congrats, cause they plus status. Never be the baddest, but get this. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to be the richest. And with this, I maintain. 10 hours from now, I still rock the same name. With different friends, probably call the air. I see him riding with the cars, and probably haul it in. Frontin' in life, but yo, nobody cares. You do your thing, I do mine. Cause see, I'm just trying to rhyme. See, you hate it, now the black nigga play it. Understand the game. Understand the game. Got to understand the game.
time, accept the change. It's like getting shy, still trying to step the same. You want to blow even though you don't respect the game. But when you get stripped, the only thing that's left is your name. I seen them come and go, cop hot rangers and flooded roles, platinum plaques, accomplishing goals and closed the shows. But when the lights go out, you ain't far behind. The bank say the card line and you need the bottom line. At first, you was the man that'll catch you out of line. Now you fresh out of rhymes and you fresh out of shine. And you steady trying to put your life in reverse. At the break, you want to box snatch purse. Understand the game. Understand. Everything A spit be hot to death. You need to fix your face, tough guy. What are you mad? Cause all of a sudden somebody must have colored you bad. You need to start relaxing and stop acting. Cause when the scenes get real, you see how I feel. It ain't no game. Shell, sit your frame and it burn. Now you going 6 feet deep, surrounded by lawn and stiff like a statue. Your friends are throwing roses at you. You praying the guard catch you when your foes are laughing at you. But it's too late. The only thing you got was name. Cause you didn't understand the game. But I didn't understand it.
Real talk, real people, real time. We are that crew, PM Hyman. It is 9:44 p.m. here on the East Coast. It is 3:44 a.m. in Dubai, my bucket list place of the week, actually of every week, because I'm still trying to speak that into existence. But tonight, up close and personal, we have our boy, Bink Dog, Humble Monster Productions, in the house tonight with that crew. Yeah, I'm in the general himself. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Fave James. We're going to pick up right where we left off talking to Bink about his, we're going to say his journey into the super producer realm, because as soon as he stepped foot into the production realm from where I knew him initially as one of the hottest DJs in Virginia, his, like, the rocket just took off, like, into super orbit. So, Bink, if you could share with us just a little bit about, take us back to some of the places where you used to rock, because, I mean, I could name them and, you know, bring a little bit of notoriety to them and, you know, some nostalgia with the memories, but I think you would be able to do that a little bit better.
Hey, Bink, I think that feedback is coming from where you are. You could turn the internet down. You could turn the radio down.
Bink might be working on something.
No, can you hear me?
Cooking
now?
Up something.
Yep, you're good.
That's perfect.
Yep, you good.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, no, I said, Jenny, you might have to help me out with that, you know, for real, because I kind of forgot. I know Riverfront.
Riverfront, David's, Picasso's. Bink, you used to be all over. Mr. Magic's, Club Moet.
Any and everybody's pool party.
Yes. All of the, well, you know, some of those parties we really can't mention, but just to say they were hot because Bink was on the wheels. But yeah, any time in that 90s heyday, you know, when you were out there doing your thing on the club scene, the soundtrack 9.5 times out of 10 was powered by Bink Dog.
Yes, indeed. So a lot of people thought I was in New York DJing.
When the Bink Dog mixtapes, oh, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Those used to pop off and be in circulation and kind of like a barter and trade with the, you know, the Kid Capris and the Ron G's when the, you know, the mixtape thing was really, really popping. So, you know.
Oh, you was putting them out there with Ron G ever? That's
what?
Yeah.
Ron G, Ike Lee.
Yeah.
DJ I-Rock, DJ Juice.
Okay.
You know, that whole...
Cutmaster C and all of them.
Yeah, but...
Chilling.
More down here anyway. Ike Love tapes.
Okay.
Chilling. So if you could trade a Bink Dog for something, you were out there. You know what I'm saying? You really had something that was special. And I wasn't really trying to let my Bink Dog joints go because, you know, you never knew when you was going to be able to run back across that heat. And those were exclusives. Like, if you could get one from, let's see, the Rel joint at David's. Wow.
No, Rel was at, actually, who was at Donzie?
Rel was at Donzie's in Virginia Beach. Yes. Or, you didn't even DJ this party, but the Mobb Deep joint that you had at a club
Liquid,
on the ocean front.
Liquid 17.
Yes.
I bought
wow.
Mom.
Yeah. Bink has brought some legendary parties, people, and just events to the 757 to, you know, kind of put us back on the map. And that, to me, that goes back to him giving back where so many people try to front and say that, you know, those who leave the Virginia area and make it big never come back and do anything for our area, and I think that's so untrue.
Speak to the fact that when I think of music and I think of a particular era in music, specifically being somebody who was spinning records in Hampton Roads, about that era where you came up, Timbaland came up, Missy came up, Pharrell came up, you know, all like back to back to back, and what that did for our region, being that Teddy Riley was already there and he had already crushed the game.
Well, Timbaland and Pharrell, they were probably like 2 or 3 years before me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Tim was first. Tim and Missy was first. You know what I'm saying? And Pharrell came, not crazy strong, but he came out not too long after that with that Use Your Heart record, SWV, and the Mace record. Why are you over there looking at me? Why am I going to stay?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was
Pharrell, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I still love you.
Yes, Pharrell, I think Pharrell really took off after he did Nori and then Mystical. That's when I think he just put on fire.
Yeah.
He did it Been So Long Jay put up with that soundboard soundtrack, I think. Yeah.
No, he Shake It Fast and Been So Long.
Yeah. And then that's about right.
Yeah, so I guess at that time, it just lets you know, you know, you can taste it. You know, you can see it. Somebody that close to you make it. It just feel like you can, you know, it's that much closer to you.
Yeah, it gives you more of a possibility.
No doubt.
Yeah, a lot of people from my area, they don't, you know, anytime you don't act scared, people think you're not from, you know, you can't be from Norfolk because you don't carry yourself a certain way or... You know, I mean, Regina, I was one of those people who said, you know, artists leave and never come back and give anything, and most of them don't because it's a very transient area. There's no one particular culture for the Hampton Roads area. You know what I mean? So I think it's beautiful the fact that work that Bink has done in Timbaland and Pharrell, the ones that...
Yeah.
Still show love and still, you know, still try to come back and give, you know, like Pharrell, I know he's involved with the arts program, you know, at home. You know, so, I mean, you know. But let me ask you this, Bing. Where do you see yourself? Because, I mean, the music game, you know, it can get a bit messy at times. But do you see yourself as, like, a long time staying in the game, like, you know, Quincy Jones, or do you see yourself, like, retiring at a certain point?
I mean, you know, I'm a rider till the wheels fall off.
All right.
Oh,
that sounds like Quincy Jones to me.
Right. It's, whatever you do, do it well. Yes.
No doubt.
It's your passion. Why not, though? You know.
I mean, I came in the game in '93.
Right.
I'm still here. That's
longevity. You're doing something right.
Yeah. A lot of people come and go. In those years.
And the fact that you're crossing genres and successful in that crossover of those genres makes a very big difference, too, because most producers stick to, you know, whatever genre they popped off of or popped off in the most. And
not to cut you off, to give you a little history, Quincy Jones was 50 when he did Michael Jackson.
Right.
He was.
Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bing, we're talking about Quincy, and so I can't allow us to talk about Quincy without talking about your Grammy, sir. What was it like to be a part of acquiring that magnificent piece of work with that Grammy, man? And what song won that Grammy? What was that like?
That was the Devil in a New Dress I did for Kanye on the
Nice.
My Beautiful Dark and Twisted Fantasy.
Yo, I bangs with that song crazy over here, B. Like, that's in, like, all of my playlists.
That's what's up.
I bangs with that joint. And the remix with Rick Ross, the one I listened to, though. That's the one I listened to more.
Did you identify that as a hit? Did you know that was going to be a banger, or was that just random and you just, I mean, what was that like when you found out that piece of work, you know, was nominated?
I mean, it was Kanye, first of all, so I wasn't shocked.
Right.
Saying, considering how many Grammys this guy has won already prior to it, so I'm figuring, you know, he's going to always do a good body of work. And for him to reach out to me, and he does music himself, is flattering to my, you know, to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because he can do it himself. Well, there's
right.
tons of other people he can reach out to, you know?
Right.
No doubt. So is he really like that as we see him on camera, as like a tool? Is he really like, you know, is he hard to work with, or is he just, that's just like his persona that we see for the cameras? Not to try to throw dirt on, but I'm curious, somebody that really has been close to him. Because I don't know if this is a pun he's putting up, or, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's being himself, but at the end of the day, I think he has created his own lane and his own situation. So I feel like, you know, it's his way or the highway there. And I respect that because he created that for himself. So, you know, if you don't like how he get down, you know, you can always take a walk because ain't nobody
right.
going to tell you how to run yours. You know what I'm saying? However he is, you know what I'm saying? He earned
right.
it.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, you know. Whether he can be the biggest asshole or the humblest person in the world, it's how he want to carry it. You know, he earned it.
Right.
And I've seen him as both. It's so
that's
weird,
what I'm saying.
But I've seen him as both.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just saying that we've seen the, you know, the jerk all the time, but it's like, you know, okay. It was just curious to me. Yeah, we ain't got to dwell on this. I just had to ask because somebody was close to him. I just had to ask.
I think anybody would be agitated to a certain degree being underneath the magnifying glass that much. So, you know, in the media has a funny way of, you know, of just showing your dark side. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sure.
And that's all we know. Like Kanye is, you know, that's not how he is 24/7. You know, he's
right.
smiling,
right.
Left, but they don't show you that. You know what I mean?
Right. I got you.
Right. I don't even think they would feel like it would be in their best interest to show the
That doesn't sell. Right, exactly.
I just find myself taking up for him a lot because I can relate to why he was snapping off and stuff. And it's just like, I mean, but I think they do it because they know he'll react. And, you know, it's like, why, how can you, you know, that, to me, that's questioning somebody's humanity every time you do that. You know,
you ain't got all the answers, D-Lo. You ain't got all the
answers. You ain't got all the answers, man.
I told y'all that.
Mac Wiles stopped passing, hung out with us recently. Tell us how the My Crib joint came about, because we have definitely certified this project as a hit.
Yes.
Salon Remy, you know, called me up, and he asked me that, you know, did I happen to still have the disc to the You, Me, Him, and Her record from Jay-Z Dynasty album, and I was like, actually, I do. And he was like, well, I wanted to do some R&B version with it. You know, could you flip it? And he sent it to me. So, you know, I hit up one of my young boys, my man Alan Ritter, and, you know, we got together and he played some keys and stuff on it and shot it over to him, and that's how it came about.
Hey, and the record,
and that's now on a Grammy-nominated project. Yes.
No doubt. Here it is right here. My Crib, Mac Wiles, Big Dog. We'll be right back. Team I'm on the Radio.
Alone in my home, what you own? Yeah, my crib. told you at the ferry.
TM Hammer Radio Live, and that was my Chris, Matt Wild, produced by Deep Dog, and he is talking with us on Money Mondays, you know. Thank you, sir, for taking out the time. We enjoy you, you know, rocking with you, ain't that bad, you know.
So just
to kind of fast forward, for folks who just to introduce you to, like, the plethora of music going all the way back to like 96, Blackstreet. Then it goes on to the Lost Boys. Then you got Tevin Campbell, Terry. I don't even know who freak Terry Dexter is. But then you remember Coco. You remember Corrupt. You know You God. You know Tamia. It goes on and on. You know Beanie Siegel. You know Prodigy. You know Aaliyah. You know Angie Ma. Y'all know that dude Jay-Z. I mean, come on, man. It goes Fat Joe. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Little Mo. Yes.
Fat Quo.
J. Cole, The Game, Jamie Foxx. Dude, how have you been able to stay so humble in your disposition, man?
I mean, I'm just being me. I'm the same dude. So, you know.
He really is. He really is.
I mean, but how have you been able to stay the same dude? Because you always been laid back. You always been laid back. But in the midst of all the glitz, all the glamour, all the celebrity, all the cash, all the drugs, all the sex, you know what I'm saying? How have you been able to stay humble? What's been the anchor?
I mean, just staying grounded is everything. You know, and having people around you that tell you you're on some bullshit.
No, yes, man. No, yes, man.
There you go. But, you know, nobody have yes men around them to start with. They build that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They work with that.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah. A lot of artists like that, you know, and that's why they're not. That's why a lot of artists don't last, because they don't have good teams. They don't have teams that push them forward and tell them when they are wrong, you know, or not, you know, being creatively full.
You just spoke at longevity a little while ago, Bink. Longevity comes with principles and hard work. What advice do you have for producers who really got what it takes to be competitive, but they really don't know how to position themselves? They really don't know how to really break into the game. But what advice do you have as a producer with longevity?
Oh, don't come in the game with regular principles, because they don't apply.
Right.
And that may sound crazy, but that's what it is. Like, it ain't the same, you know, principles and morals in the game. The game ain't for good people.
Right.
Nah.
For the most part. So it's like, it's a lot of cutthroat, you know what I'm saying? A shitload of cutthroat and disloyalty and backstabbing and all of that.
Industry rule number 4080.
Yeah.
Record company people are shady.
Yeah. So you gotta have a thick skin plus a leather coat. No.
Right. And you know what? I'm sorry, Dean.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say you're absolutely right, but like the moral code is totally different. The respect is different. What respect is different. It's one of those, yeah, I know what you were taught in class, but this is the real, you know, like, This is the real deal. People steal your ideas. They're all kinds of crap.
There really isn't a moral code.
Right. I've even seen how long we've been on air. I've watched and heard people steal from us constantly. But the thing is that what I see is that what you're built for, you'll stay in. You know what I mean? As long as you acknowledge what you're built for. And I think that your career is going to, you know, I think you're in a long-haul truck. I think you're going to kick ass.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Well, I think the portfolio pretty much speaks for itself. When they calling you, you know, you in the game, and you in the game to stay when they calling you. And so when you look at this portfolio at the end of the day, I mean, I'm pretty like flabbergasted, really, because again, I know a lot of people, and there aren't a whole lot that's as humble as a few people that we've been able to really connect with personally. You know, we actually have Nokio on the show. He actually hosts the show with us periodically. Another, you know, real humble dude that you know, has that portfolio that's like, whoa. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of times you got to get burnt in order, you know, to really get the lesson. So I'm going to ask, how many times, you know, really – Have you been burnt in the game, or were you able to see the writing on the wall and kind of bypass a lot of the BS?
I got burnt once, and that's at the very beginning. Teddy got my ass come out the kitchen.
Right.
Other than that, that was still one of the best placements in my life. You know what I'm saying? You know, he gave me my credit. And that's worth more than anything to me. That's worth more than a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Because had I gotten a check with no name, I'm just another dude out here claiming he did something that his name ain't on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so for him giving me my, you know, my rightful credit, you know, I'm grateful from him, you know, for him for that. For sure.
You know, Teddy was the beginning of a lot of artists in our area, and they all seem to have had the same initial dealings with him. But
no,
you know what? He did what he has. I mean, he did what he was taught, but he's still a dope producer, dope arranger. You can't even. Yeah, his business and his personal are two different things.
Yeah, all day, but like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you're not rewarded for what you don't know.
Right.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, if we talking about apples, know about apples. Other than that, shut the hell up and get somebody in here to represent you. You know, that's the problem. You know, people go into situations trying to deal with everything on a common sense basis, and it ain't that simple.
Exactly.
Good deal.
You know, yeah, so, you know, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. So I got what I negotiated with Teddy, and I got what I deserved. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a lesson learned.
Yeah, very valuable lesson, yeah.
You say if you knew better, you do better.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't know better.
Oh, goodness. Oh, hey.
You'll never make that mistake again.
It is MLK. It is MLK Day. You know, when you think of where we are today compared to 1963, you know, we've made strides. But how would you describe, you know, where we are right now as it relates to race relations compared to, you know, 1963?
Baby steps. Baby steps. That's what I see. I see we've endured a lot to get a little, you know?
Absolutely.
And, I still, you know, Martin Luther King is a courageous man. Anytime you take on a world fight, you're putting your life on the line. So for him to put his life on the line, for, you know, for us, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I respect him for that to the end of time, but I just didn't agree with just letting them just beat us to death like that. Like, I can't get with that part of it. That's why I love Malcolm X. Michael Mex is basically saying, you don't touch me, I don't touch you.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn right.
And that's how it should be. I should not have to be a punching bag to show you that you shouldn't be doing it. I don't get that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, his words and his fight, he definitely, you know, made him pay attention. But from then to now, it's still we haven't had great strides. Like, we still haven't had the right to vote. It hasn't been changed to a simple right yet. It's still a bill, and they keep renewing it. So that's to me, that's a message in itself. We know better now that it should be just a regular right? So
that's
why
right.
not change it? They're not going to change it. They just keep renewing it. And that's for a reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are up close and personal tonight with Big Dog. We're celebrating MLK. Hey, it's 10:13. We'll be right back. Check out this insert.
But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual.
These young guys, I don't recognize them. Mi barrio, ya no existe.
Calito, man, Death Valley out here, man.
Yeah.
You know me, I take to the street with any of these motherfuckers, man. But these new kids nowadays, man, they got no respect for human life. The shots on you, man, just to see you fly up in the air, man. Churchill, you better off from jail.
I'm just gonna get my conference on. Turn me up, boys. Follow the plug, my nigga.
Bink, I can't help but to kill niggas. Bunch of puss-ass rappers, they ain't real niggas. I'm trying to find balance. Why the hiatus? That's what the fans ask, but on my quest to be the greatest, I'm like, why ball if you playing for the Raiders? Surrounded by traitors. We all trying to eat, but somebody gotta cater, somebody gotta waiter. That's just life, Bugatti or a bike. Long as I get there, my health's alright. A nigga feeling good about life, yeah. So I return like hot dice in a crap game.
I almost lost my mind to this rap thing. Put the flame to the kush, smoke to the brain. Since my dad died, a nigga ain't been the same. He's still alive, but fuck it, y'all don't hear me, man. He's still alive, but fuck it, y'all don't hear me, man. Now I'm flirting with this bitch on the plane. Told me her favorite rappers was Ross, Drizzy, and Wayne. I'm like, that's what's up, but when we gon' fuck? Come to find out she fucked all them niggas. I used to love her like Common, but my passion slipping. At the end of the day, you can't trust these bitches. Now that's right.
A lot of people ask me this question. Is it like, if you know about Player Fly? Player Fly once said, niggas ask me, if I reach the top, will I forget about them? So I ask niggas, if I don't reach the top, would y'all forget about me?
Speak, I can't help but to kill niggas. Bunch of puss-ass rappers, they ain't real niggas. People real nigga, tomorrow I ain't promise, so I promise my son. I never bitch, I never quit and never run. I can't get along with his mom. It's unfortunate cause he young. But that's another story at the mall spending fun. Bag full of jade, bag full of bronze. Money can't buy love, he just hate when daddy gone. I feel guilty like custards on my arm. But who gon' buy that bacon and fry that shit in the mall? Pour another glass, let me drink town thank. Drowning in my sorrows, the bottle won't let me sink. My nigga Rollo on the brink of Robin Brinks, like give me everything in his toe. I told my nigga slow down, but the fast life is all my nigga know now. Sometimes this world feels 45 below now. That's life, that's life.
TM Hyman Radio Live, we are back. It is 10:18 p.m. We are that network, that crew, the general himself, TM Hyman. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Sabe James. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and we are up close and personal tonight with our special guest, Bank Dog, Humble Monster Productions. And just a reminder, it is Money Monday. Monday also generally is our A&R session with another Grammy Award-winning producer and artist, Nokio from Drew Hill, who's a part of our crew as well. And if you want to have your music critiqued or listened to as well as critiqued, by Nokio, just send it to us here at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once received. Remember, we are that crew, that network. That's how we do. So, think when you're looking for, I'm not going to really say new talent because I'm not sure if, you know, that's what you do in the way of producers. But when you're looking to maybe assist a producer with a project, what is it that you most want to convey to this specific person? What's one thing that you always want to leave as your mark with someone that you're helping out?
Someone that I'm doing music for, you say?
Yeah. Someone that you're doing music for or another producer that's asking you, you know, maybe to lend your ear to the project to see, you know, what you think of what they've done before and they send it to whoever they're doing it for.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm real big on integrity and creativity. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to hear somebody being somebody else. Like blatantly, you know what I'm saying? I like people who challenge themselves to do something new. Anybody can sit here and copy somebody, that's easy.
You know? Right.
But it takes some, you know, it takes somebody with some real talent to, you know, take a blank piece of paper and make something from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I just mainly stress them on trying things, you know what I'm saying? Just trusting themselves to try something different, you know what I'm saying? Because whenever you go left, the reward is always greater.
True.
Like, when Timbaland came out, it was, you know, with that Aaliyah thing, it was unheard of.
Right. Yeah, it really was.
You know, like,
yeah, that joke was dope, though.
Yeah, it was dope, and it was different, and it started something. Same thing when you heard Crucial Conflict, you know, it was different. Bone Thugs.
I was like the only one in my building who liked that song. But, hey, I like that joint.
Yeah, it was a good rap.
I said it.
I like the Hey too. I did.
Yeah, but those people, you know, are people that, you know, they're very creative. You know, they did something like when Nelly came out, it was totally different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Wu-Tang, same thing. So it's like, you know, I just have a lot of respect for people like that.
So what is it, what are you working on now? CeeLo said that, did you say he dropped something yesterday?
No, the Stat Quo.
Gotcha.
Quo,
okay.
Just dropped a video.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
That's just part one. It's a part two to that, too.
Yeah. Part two is the video that just got dropped.
To That's Life.
Yeah. Well, it's a part one and a part two. Part one is with Loaded. Part two is with this came out.
And, what are you working on now?
Started finishing up Ross. Just a couple of things working. I really hate talking about saying things secretly.
Right.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he has always been the one to let it come out later that the project was
wrapped. He definitely keeps things under wraps. Hey, so can we ask this, sir? Because you have messed with artists. You have actually worked with so many artists. You've dealt with so many artists. Is there an artist that you have not, across any spectrum of music, not worked with that you would love to work with?
Oh, for sure. R. Kelly, Nas,
no doubt.
Dre 3000.
All right.
Who else?
Nas on the Bink Dog track is like, that's fire.
Yeah, that's going to be banana.
Well, actually, me and Fab just got together, too. That's going to be crazy.
I saw that photo on your Instagram picture, on your post, and I wasn't sure if that's what the whole photograph was about, the collaborating thing, or if he was just chilling, but, and I figured I'd ask later on.
Yeah, that's what that means. Nice. It's on the way.
Nice.
Oh.
And the Fab voice. Nice.
The Fab one of the best.
So let me ask you, since we're talking about Fab real quick, just to get off the subject, what is your favorite, Soul Tape 1, 2, or 3?
I think the first one so far, you know, of course, you know, it's kind of, once you do something new, it's kind of hard to outdo that first feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
when I ask that question, that's what most people are saying.
Yeah, and this one just came out.
It plays out like a
so,
movie.
You know, yeah. First, that one just came out, so you let them sit with it for a minute, let it marinate.
I like 3, but I heard them in a reverse succession, like, I mean, I knew that that 1 and 2 were out, but the hype of 3 coming out like around Christmas time, I think, just caught me. So, you know, I did that one first, and I went back and got the other two. And I mean, three is dope, but one is a movie, and two is good too. Don't get me wrong, but one is a movie.
Well, no, the next one with me is gonna be real.
Whew. Cannot wait.
That's gonna be real.
No doubt. Big Dog, my man. Hey, we appreciate you for stopping past and hanging out with us, man. Hey, you welcome to hang out, come back whenever, bro. You got the, anytime you got new music, man, get us the promo stuff, bro.
Oh, yeah, coming soon. I got it on. Actually, I can tell you about this young kid I'm working with named Neff that I'm working on. So, he up next.
Nice.
Hey, make sure you come through. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to hype them up. We like 81,000 strong here, bro. So, you know, hey, much love and much success to you. And if you can hang out, hey, I want to know what brought about Humble Monster. Is One Shot Deal no more? That's completely gone?
I mean, I had to shut it down for creative reasons, you know what I'm saying? I just had, you know, another team of producers that, you know, was kind of mimicking the brand, and then they also, you know, it kind of took on the name, too. And it was just like, I was just a little bit too much for myself, so I just wanted to always separate myself from other people, you know? I don't ever want to get it confused.
Gotcha.
Got it. Oh, man. That, you know what? That's craziness right there. That's the business side to this game. Hey, Bing, hang out a minute. I just want to touch on the business piece real quick from a real businessman. Because that had to be an inconvenience for you. That definitely wasn't something you wanted to do, but was something you had to do. Hey, hang out. We're going to keep it up close and personal just a little bit more with Bink Dog. We'll be right back. Team, I'm ready to live. On Radio Live. You are hanging out tonight with Bink Dog on this MLK holiday. Thanks for rocking. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You can hit us up if you got questions, you want to get it in. A Grammy Award-winning hip-hop producer. Hey, he's worked with everyone from Jay-Z to whoever. Just pick one, choose one. He was talking about the change from – I was familiar with One Shot Deal. One Shot Deal was the production company Bink owned. Now the brand is Humble Monster. He just said it because you know, some folks, some Tom Thievery at the end of the day. Dude, how bad does it get when you decide that you're going to fold a brand that you worked hard to create? I mean, how difficult is that to just shut it down? I mean, that's what you was known for. That was your brand.
I mean, we're in a time now where, you know, it's just like the Robin Thicke title song. It's blurred lines now, man. Everybody, everything has been distorted. You know, like I said, principles and morals that you grew up on. You know, throw that shit out the window, because ain't nobody else playing with those rules in mind. You know, so.
Right.
With that being said, it's like, of course, it's a kick in the head. It's like, come on, like, really? But at the same time, you can't cry about it. You just got to, you know, reassess the situation. It'll make you, you know, make your adjustments and act. And that's what I did. I ain't gonna sit here and try taking the court and say, hey, you need to change your name and all that old crazy shit. I'm just go ahead and just, you know, just change myself up and further separate.
So you didn't get the courts involved, nothing. You just made a move.
Yeah, because it got crazy. It had gotten so crazy because, you know, the sound was close to my sound as well. So it's just,
wow.
Like, you know, if somebody's from, you know, another country or something, you know what I'm saying? It's like, who knows? They could get it confused. Who knows?
Right.
You know, that's the same sound. Then one shot is in there. It's like, okay, I think this is it right here. I don't see deal, but maybe they just put that on cards. Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? So just to erase all those options, I switched it to Humble Monster.
Wow.
No doubt.
And at what point did you have to do that? Like, how long were you in
business? Is real.
I've had one shot deal since, you know, I started. You know what I'm saying?
96.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've built that brand for over 20 years. So it's like, you know, the last 2 years I've been branding Humble Monster now.
Okay.
You know, like I say, just
now, I was just going to say for the listeners that don't know, you also dibble and dabble a little bit in clothing. You got a t-shirt line. Is that right?
No, not really a t-shirt line. I just, you know, I just do a little merchandising for my company. You know what I'm saying? Just do little things here and there.
Okay.
And, gotcha. You know, but me and a friend of mine, we did some hats called, you know, Made in Norfolk. I met A Driver.
Uh-huh.
The idea he had, and I came in to help him with that, and, you know, because I'm diehard Norfolk guy to the end. So.
I've been looking for those hats, too.
Yeah, I got to hook you up. Definitely got to get Terrence one out there. You know, he out there in Florida. So, got
to
wrap up.
Yeah, he's out here close to me.
No doubt. I'm up right up I-4.
Where is that for real? Did you move?
Yes. We in Tampa Bay.
Y'all in Tampa.
Yep.
How close is that to Pensacola?
6 hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
That's all the way up the panhandle. Hey, but Bink, yo, we got to get you down here, bro, like for real. With artists, I mean, parties, you know, something. I mean, we got to really get something cracking for real, bro. And I want to still do that video project we was talking about for real. Hey, folks, we got a few minutes left in the show. It's like 24 minutes left. 917-889-3926. We got a few people hanging out on the line. Hey, we hit the button, and we'll bring you on. I ain't going to bring you on if you don't hit the button. 917-889-3926. Hey, we going to throw to this joint right here. Push a team for real. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I'm out of radio.
Turn me up some more. Push it. Yeah.
up. Patty for them Louis as soon as the tour's up. The millionaire frames, it's his and her the same. I took it on the chin when I heard about the lame. And no, I ain't here to try to rewrite your pad. That'll measure up to all the nights that we laugh. When considering love, you take the good with the bad. I've been disappointed by every bitch I ever had. Either she was crazy or cheddar mad. Shame what they did for them chains and them leather bags. Reverse it, I won't perfect. That was half the reason I bought half them purses. That chapter is over, it was worth it. My new angel surfaced, she ain't have to rehearse it. My baby's real, yep. That's why I put the chill on her. So good, make her wanna kneel on her. Not yet.
Wherever I lay at in the DMV, 917-889-3926 is the number to dial if you want to call and weigh in. With producer extraordinaire Bink Dog, this is the network, T.M. Hyman Radio. Your man T.M. Hyman's over there laying in the cut, save James right here. Very mature, hot chocolate lady Eloise over there. And we got Madam CeeLo Boston Strong over there.
Okay.
Playing the background. We still got Big Dogs hanging out with us, hard body. This how we get down out here. I got a question though for you, bruh. Like when you was making these hits and everything, early in the game, like what was the one joint that you made was like, this one got some legs on it. My name gonna be known for a while on the strength for this, and you knew like from here. You was hitting homers from here on out. If you wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you was making triples and homers and grand slams off from here on out. What was the one joint that you just sat back when you was done was like, yeah, I feel good about this one right here. This is about to crack.
The Blueprint album, for sure.
Easy. Yeah, that's the easy one. Because I was about to say, when I heard you did the Blueprint, I was like, yo, that's like number two in, like, Jay-Z's,
That's my... One.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? I tell you how much of it was out because a lot of people didn't respect what it really was until like a couple years later. But Blueprint, when I first heard that, I was like, yo, this joint right here is that classic shit right here. Straight up.
Yeah.
And I really ain't supposed to curse on the show, but that just shows you how real it was to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phone, Save. Area code 202. Last four digits, 7004. The resident was popping DC.
Mark.
Hey, what's going on? How's it going on, T.M. Hyman family?
What up?
Hey, man, everything is going good here. Man, I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, I'm tagged on Twitter. I'm like, I didn't even know the show was on tonight. I'm like, oh, man, let me go touch base with the family.
No doubt. Thank you, Rocket, homie.
Thank you. I thank you very much.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, so
what did you do today for MLK Day?
Yeah, how crazy was D.C. for MLK today?
I'm going to have to go ahead and confess. I really don't know because I did was stay in the house and I had the man come and fix my drive and I had the man come fix my furnace.
So all of the work was being done at your house instead of you out doing work.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's a dude is popping.
That's where MLK wanted to free us from. There no black people come work in my house today. I was putting
unofficial Sabbath.
They gotta work somewhere.
Hey, let me say this, and I personally give this disclaimer. The views expressed by Coop, only Coop on Twitter, are that of Coop and only Coop, not the T.M. Hyman radio show.
No doubt.
I got to give a disclaimer. Don't feel bad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So today I had, like, my white slave Roach. Y'all remember that from the movie? My white slave Roach, he came over, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Just in my white slave roach.
Hey, look, I'm up here in the D.C. area. We got a snowstorm coming through. I look outside because I wore the pizza tonight. It's no snow outside, but the schools are already putting up that they're closed or they're going to be.
But tomorrow, yeah. You're saying this, right?
I'm like, what? How, what the hell?
You seen this, right?
Yeah. Where does that come from?
We've got to stop.
We've got to stop.
We used to put on our shoes, long johns, 2 and 3 pairs of long johns, 4 pairs of socks.
And that's what I was, yo, that's what I was telling these people. Layer off.
Mittens, scarf. You couldn't even, all you could see was our eyes, but we were taking our ass to school.
Oh, yeah, just because it was cold? You got to be kidding me.
Look, over the Christmas holiday, my daughter, she goes with my mother to work, and she was helping my mother. My mother always had, even though when I was a kid, I would go to my mother to work, she had me filing stuff, and I was learning at a young age. And my payment was lunch. My daughter goes, they go to gourmet burger joint, and she gets paid. I'm like, what the?
Wow.
I need reparations.
Okay.
Don't hold your breath, bro.
You're not getting them.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are that crazy crew. We'll be right back. See you, Bobby.
There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. And the marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny.
Hey yo, this is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Smooth. Check it out. Hey, your love is like perfection. Like perfection. My protection. My protection. My resurrection. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, and we can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby. Like this, let's rock. Come on. My love, just let the love on you. Hey, baby. Yeah, you gotta know. You gotta know.
Montana. Transform my V, drop head, me and Puff, Buff and B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze, watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True.
pimping, no blue ribbon, just tying bread. Right. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dipping from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she telling everybody. Mom.
Sing.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Live, and that was Miguel with Adorn, and you are rocking with the best. It is Money Monday on Team Hyman Radio Live. Look, while we were talking about Martin Luther King and the strides that we've made, a story came across, you know, across my face. Madonna tagged her her oldest son, Rocco, in a picture on Instagram while he was practicing boxing, and with the caption ending with the hashtag this nigga. And a lot of people got upset about that, and she did take it down and, you know, told the haters to suck her penis. Yeah, you know, she didn't say penis, but, you know. The thing is that she also stated, like in her apology, that it was a term of endearment that she uses for her non-black son. Right.
Of course it was.
But how do y'all feel about that? Because, I mean, we are in a day and time where our kids came up, and I've seen white kids or even heard them call each other niggas.
Yeah.
And
there's so, nothing wrong with it. My take on it, I believe that's really what she calls her children. We know Madonna's
Uh-huh.
I believe that she does. I mean, that's really how she feels, and I do believe that that's really a term of endearment from her because she wild like that.
Right.
She might have heard her say the warning last week when, you know, he warned that it don't matter who you are, that's not okay for you to say if you're not one of us, so to speak.
Yeah, but
Madonna,
yeah.
You need to tune
in.
I believe
but then
Madonna,
you got people who think
would
like
go
I
toe
do.
To toe with any of us. I believe she would go toe to toe with any of us.
I'm not saying that she wouldn't. I'm just saying that's just the way the double standard lies. There's nothing I can do about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a little bit different on this because this is the way I look at it. Like, I remember as a kid coming up, we had this one guy. He was a type. He was a white guy. He hung around nothing but a bunch of black guys. He would come around. It was like the three guys he hung around a lot. He would use it with them. Sometimes he would get around us, and he would use it. And I felt kind of awkward about it. I remember one of my friends, we were standing there when the first time we heard him use it, and my friend said, "Hey, look, you cool with them, and they say it's okay for you to use it, but you're not cool with me with that same level." And that's the way I looked at it. But at the same time, when I hear people talk about, like, J-Lo using it or Fat Joe, I look at Puerto Ricans different. I look at Puerto Ricans as black people. So I don't have a problem.
And they call each other nigger.
They're doing that big time back up in New York all the time.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, yeah.
All of them, yeah.
But with Madonna, she's using it with her son. He's not black. He's not her black son or whatever. Then it's all right. I don't want to use it with me, but I'm not in uproar for that. I remember on the show California Cation, they had a little scene where the bald Jewish white guy had done something stupid. And the other white guy said to him, "Stop lying, nigga." I thought it was hilarious.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious. So, hey, I don't
that's
know.
Why, I don't think that's the color that goes with it. I mean, yes, I understand historically what is taking place. But at the same time, it's like the generations, I'll say my brother's generation, the just turning 20s, they don't.
Commercial.
Yeah, they don't see it the way we did. Like, you know, when I was 15 being chased by, you know, white people and being called a nigga, that was my experience. But when my brother was 15, he was hanging around a whole bunch of white people. And I'm quite sure they used that word, but never called him one.
I mean, my thing is this, though. I just feel like blacks as a whole are so hypocritical to that word. You dig what I'm saying? It's like you desensitize the word so much on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like true. Almost saying it's like it's almost saying like I can call my mama a bitch, but you can't. Nobody should be calling my mama a bitch. You dig what I'm saying? Like it shouldn't be I can call you a nigga, but he can't. You dig what I'm saying? Like either the word is what it is or it ain't. So that's why I feel like we get what we deserve when you see Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, whites saying nigga to each other. Because when you go to a concert, you start feeling mad uneasy because Jay-Z's performing and there's a whole bunch of white people and he's like, "Ain't no nigga."
Yep, or jigger, my nigga.
Now you looking, but my thing is, why are you looking now? Don't look now. It's not that.
It's commercial.
Niggas and parents had, what's that family that has, like, they're all actors. Damn, I can't think.
The Wayans?
All brothers. No, they're white.
Are you talking about the Baldwins?
The Baldwins.
Baldwins.
No, she's talking about the guy that started out with New Kids on the Block and the guy from Lone Survivor.
Mark Wahlberg.
Nobody knows what she's talking about at the
Baldwin.
It's
the Baldwin.
She's got to be the Baldwin because more than one Baldwin.
Yeah. Was singing "Niggas in Paris" and said he would not say the word "nigga" because it's in the song.
Well, good for him. He's not. I mean, you know, he's a lonely cry in the wilderness. Because I've been to clubs where there's a mixed population. That song comes on. I'm looking at all of them watching it, waiting to say it, and they go through it. I mean, that's part of the song to them.
What?
That's his
commercial.
The very engaging conversation, but we got about 2 minutes left in the show. Want to give our special guest, Big Dog, CEO, Humble Monster Productions, Grammy Award-winning producer. Want to give you some time for closing comments, bro. Again, thanks for rocking with us. You can come back anytime.
No problem, man. I guess wish me luck next week because I got 2 more nominations this year in the Grammys for John Legend and Light Rao.
Oh, yeah.
No,
We'll be cheering.
No.
And when you win for both of those, we want to have you back. And we want pictures of you and your hardware so we can put it up on our website.
No doubt. And we want you back regardless so you can tell us what your experience was like. Hey, folks, thanks for rocking. We're back here on Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m. Hey, let's rock. Take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've heard they decriminalized the possession of marijuana in the state of Maryland. Congratulations, you've made it.
Congratulations, you made it. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. He is TM Hyman. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boss.
Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners. Will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.